Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. Fuck off, Mr. Work Week.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Well, work week. We just say work week.
Work week.
Not Mr. Merck.
No,
we don't respect him as a person. He doesn't get Mr.
What a strange, arbitrary distinction for Jason Bateman to make on that show. The Mr. Manager versus Manager thing. That joke I've gotten the least. I just like him making his kids stop talking. Which is hilarious. Shut up, child. I know better than you. That's the air that he's putting on. We are joined by one Mr. Jared Williams.
Howdy.
Who's going to be bailing on us immediately after this to go see
John Wick 2.
Motherfucker.
I don't even know there was a one or what it is.
It's phenomenal.
What is it?
It's like, you know how most action movies, like anytime there's action, there's like the shaky cam and you're like trying to follow. You're like, oh, that was probably pretty cool, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Wick 2, they set up a camera and then they just do everything right there.
The camera barely moves.
The camera doesn't move. It just sits right there and he just like goes through all the stunts, caps like four guys. And then they move the camera a little bit.
That would be an interesting thing to watch at 60 frames per second, or whatever the hell that magic number is for that TV that your dad got.
Yeah, I don't know. But it would be weird.
Because we did discover that those TVs with those frame rates are really good for martial arts, which I don't know if we mentioned on here before.
I never heard of that, but I believe you.
Oh, you were there when we made the discovery at Andrew's house. We were watching Ip Man. You don't remember watching
Ip Man.
I remember watching Ip Man.
Okay. You remember watching 6 minutes of Ip Man.
I remember being there.
You remember
physically at the location.
You remembers the
I remember the fight and then like the 10 people fight and then I was all like, yeah, enough of this.
Well, that's all you need to remember, really,
yeah.
Because that's all you actually watched.
Yeah, that shit.
You'll
that shit was rad, dude.
You just don't like full kung fu movies, or were you just?
No, it was fine. I was there to hang out though. I wasn't there to watch movies.
Watching movies is a thing you do while hanging out with people. It's not that
I'd rather hang out.
You're the military has ruined you.
I've
you have to have real conversations with people to be entertained. What the fuck is this?
I've seen too many movies.
No, you got burnt out.
Oh man, okay. I mean, I still love movies. Don't get me wrong, but if I'm there to hang out with people, like, hey, let's watch a movie. Like, hey, let's not.
Let's talk.
Let's just
be real people.
Let's just get really drunk and reveal our darkest secrets instead. That's a good
Which
one.
Which is what you guys did?
Probably.
I don't know.
Who remembers?
That's cool.
Yeah, the only thing anyone really remembers is the start of a Truth or Dare game, and then
yeah,
and then the sun was rising.
Then it was 4:30, and I was all like, you know what? I'm out.
Went to bed at 4:30.
Oh, my,
God. Oh, we did. We have to mention a thing that happened, I guess. The Super Bowl happened. Lots of things about it made me angry. Maybe we'll get into it. But we missed the fourth quarter of
Patriots.
That fucking thing. I don't give a shit. I want. All I knew was that I wanted the Patriots to lose.
Me too.
I was rooting for them, but whatever.
Have you been a lifelong fan of them?
No, I'm not a fan at all. I was just kind of like, whatever. Yeah, let's go for Patriots.
They are horrible people, and I hope Tom Brady dies in a car fire.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
Seems
know.
Seems a
know.
Mite aggressive.
I have you met me.
All just because his balls are a little squishy.
Yeah. Hey. I like firm balls, people.
Hey, he had like, what, a 4-game suspension for that?
4 games?
It should be a lifetime suspension. They were doing it since like 2007, I guess.
Greatest of all time, though.
He's going to get a lifetime suspension once he turns 40, right? Or is he 40?
I think he might be 40.
He's almost 40. I think he's like 37.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might be what.
Enough time for like three more Super Bowl wins.
Tom Brady is going to be 40 on August 3rd.
Shit, son.
Just in time for one more win.
I don't know about that. I think if you're playing football, once you turn 40, your ankles immediately are made out of chalk.
Don't most people retire at like 30 anyway? Don't most people retire at like 30?
I thought it was like 35.
Usually, yeah, because of head injuries. They can't, like, finish a sentence. They can't finish a sentence without, like, mentioning how great their coach is or the team's great. They just get stuck in this loop of self-praise, and they're off the team.
That's the thing about Tom Brady. He throws the ball so fast, nobody can tackle him. Gets the ball. Whap! There it goes.
But let's see him do that with a fully inflated ball. How about that?
But Lady Gaga was awesome.
Was she? I didn't really.
She was.
It was awesome.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
It was a really good show.
She flew off of the top of a fucking.
All I saw was the memes of SpongeBob doing the same.
That's so great. Lady Gaga coming in like.
Yeah, like SpongeBob.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. So good. That's.
I don't remember what I tweeted at all.
Oh, it was angry stuff, I think, mostly.
Well, yeah, so I want to revisit that and remember why.
Should we?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we not?
You don't. All right. You guys steer the show now. Where are we going?
Let's read your tweets.
Okie doke.
I'm not going to read the tweets. I'm just revisiting the moments. Oh, remember fucking Watson?
I don't know who Watson is or why I fucked him at all.
I don't know why you would have done that to him. You would have gotten the world's first computer virus directly transmitted. He was the fucking computer that went on Jeopardy and kicked everyone's ass at it.
Yeah, fucking surprise there.
And he is now working for H&R Block to do your taxes.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
What a weird path you decided to take that AI. I think once it becomes sentient, it's going to completely overthrow the entire tax system because it's been so entrenched in it and it's become tired of it.
I should have became friends with him.
With Watson?
Mm-hmm.
When would you have met him?
I don't know, at some point.
Do you know Ken Jennings?
Nope.
Do you know Alex Trebek?
Nope.
Yeah.
All I know is if it's working for H&R Block, maybe I can get like shit tons back for my taxes.
Oh, gosh.
But only if you were friends with him.
Yeah.
Suck at Trebek.
Why can't we? Nobody here knows Alex Trebek. I wish they did, though.
Oh, it's wait, sad. Wait. I've heard of this. Yeah, I saw Celebrity Jeopardy. It was like an SNL skit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trebek's the Jeopardy guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
You suck at Trebek.
Sean Connery.
Did your mother last night.
Fuck, I need to watch those again.
It's good.
I never knew who Troy Aikman was until that Sunday. I never put a face to that name. And
me neither. I know the name.
And let me tell you what. Extremely forgettable face. We can
already forgot it.
Yep. We can move on. Oh, what the fuck is this? Why did last year they just decided to use the number 50 for the Super Bowl? 50 after they've been using Roman numerals the entire
because
time.
Because people are special and probably wouldn't understand what it meant. But then they.
But
no,
then,
I see Super Bowl like LI and stuff.
Yeah, they changed it back for no fucking reason. What? Why? Be consistent with your Roman numerals.
It's.
I feel like this matters a lot more to you than to me.
It does. Just, I'm going to let you. Spoiler alert. It matters a lot more to him than it does to you. I think it's because everyone is stupid and they just did it because they don't have a marketing team
that's consistent.
Yeah,
people keep getting fired and hired. And
they're just like, let's do 50 this year.
There's so many companies that I will never work for. That I think I've
is
publicly...
that by choice or because they won't hire you?
No, both. It's Ayo. By choice. They probably wouldn't hire me if they heard this show, for sure. Amazon would cancel my account. Apple would, I don't know,
shit
buy
on
my
your
soul.
Grave.
No, they'd buy my soul. They can do that now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, once they got into the whole child labor industry and that was helping them generate more income, it was just a matter of time before they descended even lower. On the morality scale,
and they
to just
souls.
Straight up soul buying. Yeah, get that labor from the source. Buy the soul as it's created. This baby belongs to Apple now. It has a tattoo on its neck.
A little Apple tattoo?
Apple tattoo but it's made out of barcode lines.
Wow, yeah. So they can scan it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they know that it's
beep, is this what you dream
baby,
about at night?
60 cents.
It's not what I dream about at night. It's what I imagine Apple is doing right now.
Sounds legit. I have no reason to doubt you. So, yeah, that sounds, yeah.
You ever heard of that guy, Alex Jones?
Yeah.
You remind me of him, but with less yelling.
There could be more if you wanted. Just pass me something.
Ow.
Just pass me something mixed with something else.
Interdimensional child molesters. I'm like, nigga, what?
Is he talking about interdimensional child molesters?
Oh, yeah. He went to Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, I was just starting to listen to that on the way over, actually.
Yo, he got high as shit, and then he just started ranting.
I'm only at the part where they're talking about the Pizzagate thing right now, but it's fucking fantastic.
What's Pizzagate?
You don't know what Pizzagate is?
I don't listen to anything that's not actual news.
I've only heard, like, bits of it. I've actually heard the podcast.
There are many parts of this thing, this weird smoke and mirrors Ray Bradbury bullshit story going on that are somewhat credible and fucking weird, and there's connections that make a lot of sense if you just use your mind and don't fucking just immediately shut down, because it's a child pedophilia conspiracy is what it is.
Pizzagate,
yes.
Okay,
this may be difficult to explain, so maybe I can find some charts. And we can go from there. You wanted to know.
I'm intensely curious myself.
You're intensely curious? Let's see. I'm not going to fucking... Let's see. They're saying it's debunked, but that's not true. I should have known better than to type this into Google.
Says it's debunked, but that's not true.
Because it's still fucking happening. There's weird-ass WikiLeaks emails about... And WikiLeaks is one of the only people that I trust... talking about Obama wanting to buy $30,000 worth of hot dogs. Who buys $30,000 worth of hot dogs?
Somebody who has a lot of people to feed.
But only hot dogs.
Not the buns?
And
not
also,
ketchup.
Maybe they didn't leak the email with the hot dog bun part. Do you not know that hot dogs and hot dog buns are made by separate people?
Well, I
conspiracy.
Know people who don't. Who
I
make
know
hot
they're
dogs,
made by
don't
separate
make hot
people.
Dog buns. Just like letting you know.
Yeah, because the numbers are different. That's how you never have the same amount of hot dogs to go with the buns.
Unless
because
you buy $30,000 worth of hot dogs, there you go.
Maybe that's what the math works out to.
Yep. You have to buy.
Nobody
that
bothered
many,
to do that math.
You have to buy that many hot dogs for it to even out with the buns.
I don't know. Maybe you guys want to talk amongst yourselves while I find some charts
on
Pizzagate. It's really hard to do this at the same time.
How is that? Okay, hold on.
What?
Why do you need a chart?
Because there are charts. I can't keep track of the whole
thing.
Who
makes
in my
these
head.
Fucking things?
I don't even
things.
Know what we're talking.
Fucking weaponized autism on the internet, man. That's what it is.
Weapon.
Okay, I officially send my
a lot
request.
A lot of it connects to John Podesta.
Okay, again.
Who the fuck is that?
I take back my request to know about Pizzagate.
Oh man, when I put together a really succinct explanation for you,
give
next
me a
week,
dossier.
A dossier.
I'll read it tomorrow morning with my breakfast.
Give me like the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, you probably won't. Why did I make this?
Yep, that sounds like it.
Oh, just Google around. I swear to God, it's really creepy and it makes sense and there's precedence for this. People thought that the pedophilia scandal in the Catholic Church was a conspiracy theory 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's public knowledge. Jerry Sandusky, that whole thing, they thought he was the sweetest fucking dude ever.
Who is that?
Jerry Sandusky, he was the one that was raping 8-year-old boys in the shower over at Penn State.
But who is he?
He's the coach of Penn State.
He's a rapist.
Well, he's an assistant coach.
Penn State, and he's raping 8-year-olds.
All right, what's this called? Pizza.
He was running Penn a shelter. State? He was running a shelter for abused children.
And he was abusing them.
Yes.
Okay, that happens all the time.
Yes.
Pizza.
So why would it be so crazy to
I
imagine
type in pizza,
that John
third
Podesta
one down,
would be connected
Pizzagate.
To this? And there are massive arrests happening right now involved in pedophilia rings.
Yes, I've
474 people.
There
arrested.
Were 20 men arrested from the Clark County, Portland area for underage sex trafficking.
474 people in Los Angeles alone.
It's crazy.
Even more triple-digit arrests in Illinois.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
How do you know these numbers?
He's really invested in pedophilia.
Invested? No.
Heavily.
That's not... That doesn't mean what everyone thinks it is. How about I'm interested in justice?
He's interested in
justice.
Speaking of justice and looking at Batman on the wall,
Batman's
how do you feel?
Batman's on the wall, hello?
How about the solo Batman movie? When's that shit coming out? Do you know?
No.
The Lego one?
But no,
that's
Lego
already
one.
Out.
Not the Lego
is
one.
It?
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch it eventually.
Batman. What are they? Does it have like an awesome name? That
no, because
freedom.
I know Ben Affleck was gonna direct it, but then he just honestly it was just too much work, so they're trying to find somebody to direct it.
Mm-hmm.
I really
somebody
want,
better.
I really want that fucking movie to be out now. When does Justice League come out?
Likely 2019 release for Batman movie. Justice League? Fuck.
This year sometime,
this year,
right?
I thought. Right. Justice League 2017. Dates say that not the right. November 17th.
Boo.
Yeah,
too
sorry.
Far away.
You gotta keep waiting.
I'm gonna throw a fit.
Right now?
Just throw a fucking tantrum.
No,
right
do
here.
It in the movie theater when you realize it's not there. Maybe they'll give you some free popcorn.
I'll show up like March 17th or
they
something.
They might
Where
arrest
the fuck is Justice
They might
League?
Arrest you. You're a white man in a movie theater. So.
This is true.
Think about it. Nobody's safe in movie theaters anymore.
Not the white men.
Ever since that one guy
had to fuck it up for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Was it just one? I thought it was like two or three. Eh. It's two or three.
Was there other guys doing
yeah.
shit? I'm thinking of the guy with
the
orange
creepy
hair.
Joker guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a meme on the internet the other day.
The one
he's like
Matt.
Looking all confused in the courtroom. He's like, wait, why am I here? And then has like a look of realization. He's like, oh, right, the murders.
He's fucking spooky. He looks like somebody that saw around Clark a few times.
He looks like the kind of person that would do such a thing. He looks like a Pizzagate guy.
Yeah, but if anybody... Wait, a guy involved in Pizzagate or someone who believes in it?
A little bit of both.
You can't be both.
Sure you can.
No.
But, I mean, if you're involved in it, you obviously believe in it.
But you have to put on an alternate face to discredit the existence of this Pizzagate.
But you still
believe
in it.
It's fucking weird is what it is. I don't know if I believe in it, but there's a lot of plausible connections. I don't believe that there is a dungeon with a whole bunch of sex prisoners underneath Comet Ping Pong and Pizza. In Washington, D.C.
There definitely is.
Who knows?
Let's go check it out.
We got to go to Washington, D.C.
All right. Book the flights.
All right. Here. We're in Washington, D.C.
I'm in Washington,
I'm in Delaware.
D.C. No, that's north of here. I'm pretty sure. Maps are hard
north
when you don't have them.
West? I don't know.
It was...
Delaware is one of the ones that I never really learned where it was because it's Delaware.
Delaware is fucking...
Let's look at your map.
It's like right by fucking Maryland.
No, that's not Maryland.
In like the Maryland,
New Jersey.
Oh, it's the weird one.
Pennsylvania.
Never mind.
New York's in there
no,
somewhere.
No, that's Maryland.
Okay. So where's Delaware?
It's like right
in
next to
In the United States of America.
Yeah, it's the weird one. It's like tiny and it's right next to the other one.
It's one of the colonies somewhere.
Next to Maryland under New Jersey.
Ugh. Who lives in Delaware?
One.
It's so tiny.
Not many people. You know what's tinier?
Rhode Island?
Yes.
Wow.
You are correct.
And
we did the math.
Hawaii.
We did the math for this.
It would
this...
take 8 days or 8 hours.
Yep, that was it.
Yep.
To just walk across it.
Cross Rhode Island?
Walk across the state of Rhode Island.
There's a lot of things I could do in 8 hours, and that's not one of the things I want to do.
You don't
want to
walk across the entire state of Rhode Island. It sounds
fun.
Pretty impressive.
Give me a bike.
I'll bike across a whole state in one day.
You could say the same thing with Maryland if you just walk across the skinny part. How about that?
Boo.
But who
Give
wants to get shot in Baltimore? Not me.
Not I.
I'd rather get shot in Nashville.
I'd rather get shot in
I drove through
New
Baltimore
Orleans.
One time.
Where did Johnny Cash shoot that guy?
Wait, what?
No, Johnny Cash didn't actually shoot anybody. I shot a man in
Reno.
Reno, that's it. How about Reno?
No.
You don't want to get shot in Reno? Because it might be by Johnny Cash. Good story.
Reno's pretty cool.
Pretty
popular
sure
at parties.
He's not around anymore.
Yeah, so there I was in Reno, and I got fucking capped.
Zombie Johnny Cash.
I'd rather get capped other places.
Preferably right in a hospital.
Right in front of a hospital.
Help me, I've been shot. Oh, perfect spot.
There's
Great.
Very few places where I would want this to happen.
Disneyland, probably.
Oh, dude, I'm going to Disneyland at the end of this month, did I tell you guys?
No.
Yeah.
Disneyland or Disney World?
Oh, if I could go back to Disney World, I would. I'd just live there.
All right. So you're going to land because it didn't work out originally, and this is your new plan? New?
Because I thought no. Me and some buddies are going to L.A. for like 5 days. We were just like trolling the internet and like, hey, tickets are like dumb cheap for $200 and get round trip tickets to L.A. and back.
Yeah, because it's February. And a hotel.
And we're all like, oh, that's pretty fucking slick. Let's do it. My buddies are less enthused about Disneyland than I am. Uh-huh. However, I told them, even if you guys don't want to go, just drop me off there and pick me up at the end of the day. I will skip my happy ass through there all day long.
Because you're going to different places than Disneyland. Can you name some of those places?
I haven't thought that far ahead.
Oh, by the way,
I was kind of focused on Disneyland.
They have increased security at Disneyland. They have like metal detectors now.
I got these hands.
Watch out for those guns.
Yeah. Don't be like my dad and have them escort you off the property.
For a fucking Leatherman.
For a Leatherman.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, that's not even cool.
No.
Wasn't there a story
drunk
about...
Drunk and disorderly. That'd be fantastic. Now that's a story.
That's California Adventure.
Yeah, that's the only place you're allowed to get drunk. Make sure you get tickets to both places.
Or a park hopper. Like we did. Yeah, yeah. And used. Never.
Used for 1 hour. One instance of park hopper.
Ooh.
Yeah, we told you about that.
Nope. We didn't even park hop.
Not true.
Yeah, we were in California Adventure.
Oh, that's true.
And then
true.
We were only in Disneyland.
Yeah, so we went to Disneyland, and it fucking sucked because we both got the flu.
Like, ooh. Dying yeah. flu. I had to go. He had to drive you to the hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Good heavens.
Because you couldn't keep liquids down. And then the next day it happened to me. But I didn't have to go to the hospital somehow.
It's because I was like able to save you.
Yeah.
I couldn't save myself. I couldn't save you.
Because, I mean, it was such a fucking...
True hero.
It was a slow process to get back to health because you can't keep liquids down. There's like this indefinite amount of time where you just... If anything goes in your mouth, it's coming right back out of it. And we would just test it every hour with like just a little cup of water. And if you puke that up, you wait another hour.
Yeah.
And anytime you puke, you have to wait another hour just for nothing. You had a schedule.
I think I still have the schedule. All right,
well, that fucking sucks.
It was torturous.
It was horrible.
And after like 8 hours, I was finally able to start drinking water. And then eventually the sweet, sweet nectar of Sprite, original flavored Sprite, pouring over my taste buds and down my esophagus. I was like, fuck.
Have you seen that
life again?
Speaking of Sprite, have you seen that LeBron James commercial for Sprite?
No.
It's Does actually kind of funny.
He drown himself in the Sprite.
No.
Renee Flu Tracker, and here it is. Vomit, diarrhea, last water / food, medications given.
Medications was the Sprite, I think.
And Finnergan. I tried to give you Finnergan. It apparently did not work.
Which does what again?
It's an anti-nausea.
Oh, okay. But what does LeDron Brames do for Sprite?
He's just in the commercial.
Oh, okay.
Nothing, like, particularly special. It's kind of funny, though. If you ever get really bored, you can look it up.
Okay.
But anyways, that's the trip that I knew that I would marry him, because he saw me puking and have diarrhea at the same time. And he still was there.
Wasn't even a shock to the system, man. I've seen worse.
It was so
romantic
sad.
As fuck.
It was supposed to be. Oh, my gosh.
Romance at its finest.
So sad.
I was
and then our moms
man.
Paid for an extra night at the hotel so we could continue being sick and then finally maybe go out the next day.
Which we did, and we actually did make it into Disneyland. No yep. roller coasters.
No.
We mostly just walked around, rode the train like 80 times. That was legit. Whee! Which they've closed
we
down
pirates.
The train.
Oh. Yeah, they closed down the train.
Boo.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of stuff closed when you go there, including sadly Tower of Terror.
I don't really plan on going on any rides anyway.
What the hell are you going to do there?
I'm going to skip my happy ass through the entire
thing. It goes all the way to Walt Disney's frozen corpse, this Pizzagate. You need to expose it for what it
you
is.
You should go on the new Space Mountain, though, because that's not in Disney World.
Okay. Once I find a pizza place, I'm going to start digging around in Disneyland, see if I can find
There is a pizza place. It's by Space Mountain.
I know, and I'm
going to
go find the secret
the
tunnel
port.
That goes underneath.
Pizza Port.
Wait, did you say New Space Mountain?
Yeah, we didn't get to go on it because we were dying.
Wait, I didn't know they renovated Space Mountain.
Yes.
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Fuck.
I didn't want to tell you because we were Aww. Too sick. If we had gone on it, we would have thrown up.
Aww.
That would have been kind of funny.
They had to close that ride down once a day anyway. I'm sure one more kid puking on it wouldn't have changed it.
Plus, every time we walked past it, the line was like 2 hours long.
Yeah, that's a pretty standard thing. I don't even think you can get fast passes for that.
Yeah, and that's why I refuse to go on rides, because if you don't buy the fast pass, you wait for like 4 hours to do whatever.
You don't have to buy fast passes.
I know, and I'm not going to.
Yeah, you just have to ask one of the fairies standing at the corner for one, and then you're in. Tinkerbell, she's got those things falling out of her ass.
Serious?
Yeah.
No, but they're
how
not,
does she store them
they're
there?
They're free.
No, they're in the fucking pixie dust. Like, you just sprinkle some of that shit off of her. And
are the fast passes really
ticket.
Free?
Yeah, they're free.
How the fuck
okay,
are they?
Okay, so here's how it works. You go into the Disneyland. You have your ticket to get, like, that you got
yeah.
into. The, and my favorite one is at the Haunted Mansion. Right next to it is, like, this little gazebo thing with, like, little, it looks like little ticket things.
Okay.
And you put in your ticket, and it pops you out your ticket and your fast pass. And so you, and it's free, and you go, and it has a time. So you go back to the Haunted Mansion in between that time, and you get to go to, like, the front of the, like, there's a separate line.
Yeah, I know, I've seen the, like, the tickets for fast passes over at Disney World, and it pissed me off that I didn't have one.
No, but yeah, no,
and now you
free.
Tell me they're free.
Oh my god, you just killed our...
Oh, there's no headphones anymore.
Thank you.
Is it fixed?
Yes.
Good, it is fixed. All right. That's good time.
But yeah, it's free, sorry. Now you know.
Hey, just
I don't know
keep
how
in
it
mind.
Works in Disney World, though, so it could have been different.
Keep
in I mean,
mind.
I know it's not... You don't have to spend anything, but they have those bracelets that you have to do,
yeah.
and I don't know how...
No, they didn't do bracelets, or I don't remember bracelets, but we had, like, cards.
Yeah, there were... They I remember...
Maybe it's for annual. They do upgraded. Annual... The annual pass holders, they have bracelets that they wear.
Whoa.
It has RFID tags in them.
And you have to wear them all year to show that
you
you're a
slave
to Disney.
You can't even shower.
No, you can shower. That's
you
the beauty
of it. You
just
can't take
them.
It off when you shower. That's it.
Yes.
And it films you.
Little camera comes out of your wrist and just is pointed directly at your genitals. Every time water touches it, a camera pops out. Now that's a conspiracy.
What are you hiding, Disney?
Why do you need to record
nothing.
Every penis on Earth?
For the glory of Satan, of course.
Hail Satan. But I still want to go back, so like.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I can't wait to go back.
I'd like to go back with enough time to go on Space Mountain 17
Me
times.
Me too. Well, my dad was 17. Like, man, I really want to, send you guys on a really great honeymoon. I'm like, well, we've not really been to Disneyland yet, so.
Do you know if he's decided it?
No.
You don't have any idea. No, we're not supposed to have any idea.
What?
Of course, what the honeymoon is. Duh.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it'll be revealed to us.
I don't think they're doing anything. I don't
okay.
know.
I'll be pleasantly surprised either way. If something exists or doesn't.
I have no idea.
I'd be more surprised if it did exist.
Well, for sure. Maybe you should just talk to him about it.
But I want it to be a surprise. Let's just keep it a Schrodinger's honeymoon right now.
Ah.
It's fine with me.
Okay, but you have to do something for the night after that night.
Fine. She's sticking her tongue out at me, ladies and gentlemen. It's extremely flattering, I'll have you know. Jared's doing it too. God damn it, you're all turning against me. Who do you work for?
Conspiracy.
I'm tired of them putting chemicals in the water that turn the frickin' frogs gay.
Funny story.
That's Alex Jones, sorry.
What the fuck?
Not even exaggerating.
You weren't there when we were watching this?
No.
Oh my god, I have to show you this. All right, Jared, you keep going.
No, they actually did a study, and there's like... some shit that they're putting in the water that is literally making the male frogs into female frogs.
It's called a xenoestrogen, I believe.
Regardless, yeah. The frogs are turning gay.
All right, here is Alex
turning
Jones.
Freaking frogs
pure
gay.
And unadulterated.
Gay bomb on Iraq. They considered, no, they didn't consider using it. They've used it on our troops in Vietnam. They'd spray PCP on the troops, Jacob's Ladder. You think PCP, some horse tranquilizer something? They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently. Brain chips in the troops. They give the troops special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains.
Yep. Do you know this?
Yeah, there it is, somewhat, the gay bomb.
Or are you programmed not to remember?
Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what they're...
I think the worst I got was a penicillin shot
in my ass. It's a gay
ass.
Bomb, baby.
Penicillin sucks.
And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I'm shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing
Wait,
it because
get,
I don't like gay people. I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Okay.
Do you understand that? Serious crap.
This
I'm sick of being
issues.
Social engineered. It's not funny.
He's just too woke, man.
No, he's not woke enough.
He can't handle...
He's woke in the wrong direction.
This is what happens when you can't handle the truth.
Okay, so why do you get penicillin shots?
Every day?
No, just like right as we go into basic. I haven't had one since.
Oh, okay.
We call it the peanut butter shot.
That's gross. I'm allergic to
it. And it hurts.
What happens when people are allergic to it?
They get a red ID tag that goes on their dog tags that say they're allergic to penicillin.
Oh, cool. That's what I would get.
You're exempt from government programming. Congratulations.
Yes.
They probably find something else.
That's true.
Turn the freaking frogs gay.
We haven't found
That's
our penicillin.
That's messed up.
We haven't found our penicillin replacement yet, have we?
No.
I don't think so. It's worked pretty well so far.
It is. It's a great medicine. I'm actually kind of sad that I can't use it.
It's becoming less and less usable by people, though, as is the trend with overusing antibiotics.
That's
people
not
become
a thing.
Resistant to it. Is that not happening?
Antibiotic resistance is not a thing because they have studied remote tribes in Africa and on islands that have no access to antibiotics, and they have antibiotic resistant strains of diseases. How does that happen? It's called natural evolution. Are you fucking kidding me? No. Antibiotic resistant strains are not even a thing. That's not, I mean, like...
Strains of what?
I mean, any bug, but you can't have antibiotic resist, like... by giving too much antibiotics. That's not a thing.
I feel like this matters a lot more to you than it does to
me.
It
totally does, because I fucking hate when people say that. Like, don't give too many antibiotics. Yes, it can fuck you up. It can give you C. diff. It can make you have, like...
But I'm not even talking... It's about the disease evolving that the antibiotics are trying to treat. It's the reason why the vaccination for the flu has to change every year, is because the disease itself changes.
Mm-hmm. But it's not because of people overusing antibiotics.
But the strains eventually, when they do, if they mutate in a way that makes them resistant to penicillin, you're fucked.
There's other antibiotics.
Besides penicillin that'll take that on? Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, they have found people in places that have no access to antibiotics that have antibiotic resistant strains of whatever. And they're like, well, how'd that happen? And it's called evolution.
Like strains of what?
Just any kind of sickness that could you would need antibiotics for, like MRSA, any kind of thing. Like, it's just, it happens. It just is how it's evolving, and we're just going to need to find a better antibiotic.
It's true. Better than penicillin. Good luck, because penicillin was like the best one.
In the Dark Ages, they used onions and honey. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll find another one. It did.
What?
Yep.
Okay. So, do you put the honey on the onion and then you eat the onion?
I think you like boil it together and you make like a poultice and you put it on whatever is infected or you eat it.
Do you rub the onion on your feet and then put some honey in your ears?
Yep. Just you, though.
Why just me?
Then you wear a chicken's head around your neck.
What makes me so fucking special?
Because you are.
Because you have no soul.
But I didn't ask for this. Didn't need this. God damn it. I want my normal antibiotics back.
No.
Please. Please.
I don't care.
I don't know if I've ever had to take straight up penicillin. I can't remember it.
You probably have.
I didn't need it. They gave it to me anyways.
But that's not... I mean, that's just a precautionary measure, right?
Yeah, it hurt too.
Did they give you like
tetanus
shots
your butt?
And stuff?
Mm-hmm. Right in my butt. Huh?
Did you get tetanus shots too?
I think so.
Or at least your booster.
I don't know. I just.
Oh my god!
We got a lot of fucking shots.
I still
need
my tetanus shot. I haven't gotten one since like 2008.
That's a normal amount of time for that.
No, maybe it's worse than that. It's been over 10 years.
Yeah, I thought 10 years was the...
Mine's over 10 years.
Oh, boy.
Then I don't think it's 2008 then.
Well, just don't go sticking nails into your arms.
Nah,
or...
damn it. That was my plans for today.
Quit playing with those rusty knives. We can't afford it.
There go my weekend plans.
Yeah, right.
If you got stabbed with a clean knife, you'd probably be fine, though. How rusty How rusty does something have to be to get tetanus from it?
It has to have, I don't know.
It has to have tetanus on it already?
I think so.
Does the tetanus live on...
I'm not sure. That's a really great question. I've never... Tetanus isn't something that I, like, you know, study, so...
Tetanus, also known as lockjaw, is an infection characterized by muscle spasms. Blah, blah, blah. Signs and symptoms.
I think it's something that lives on stuff
tetanus
outside.
Tetanus is caused by the tetanus bacterium.
There you go.
I'm not going to say that. Tetanus is often associated with rust, especially rusty nails. Although rust itself does not cause tetanus, objects that accumulate rust are often found in outdoors or in places that harbor anaerobic bacteria.
Boom.
Occasionally, the rough surface of rusty metal provides a prime habitat for C. tetani endospores to reside in, while a nail offers a means to puncture skin and deliver endospores deep within the body at the site of the wound.
There we go.
So it's just a happy home for your friendly C. tetani bacterium.
Yep.
Or not bacterium. Wait. What is it?
It's a bacteria.
It's a bacteria?
I believe.
It's an infection. It's a bacteria. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Science!
Science, bitch!
I really like this classic picture that they're using to show the symptoms of tetanus here.
Yeah, I don't... That person's possessed. They don't have tetanus.
Because their eyes are open?
I don't know. It just seems like it. Also, where is
like
his wiener?
It sucks.
It's blurred out, obviously. People in 1809 couldn't handle it.
It's true.
They're turning the frickin' frogs gay.
is the tetanus doing it now?
Yes.
How far does this shit go?
All the way to Pizzagate.
No. I think it goes higher than that.
It goes all the way
to the reptilians.
The reptilians.
To our reptilian overlords.
Yeah.
Illuminati.
Walt Disney was one of them. Why do you think they froze him? Sure. So he can lead the uprising into a new age.
In 2023.
Wasn't Disney like a Hitler supporter, or was that Ford?
No, that was Henry Ford.
Right.
He wasn't necessarily. I'm not sure if he was a Hitler supporter, but he did have some strong feelings about the Jews. But he never said, like, Hitler's a cool guy. He just wrote a really long paper about, like, this is why all these people are bullshit. What?
Should have boycotted his company.
It's too late, man. They're already a global power.
This is true.
Ford.
And they also have The Rock doing their commercials for them, so, I mean, you know they're powerful.
But, yeah, I think Disney's just probably a little anti-Semitic, but not, like, outwardly.
The company? Not the person?
No, Walt Disney.
Okay.
The company.
A lot of people were back in that time, though.
It was a popular thing to be.
It's true. Also, it's just a really fun word to say.
Anti-Semitic.
No, Jew. I'm sorry, but I'll never be able to stop saying bad words because they're just so fun. Not saying Jew is a bad word.
Yes, you are.
No. Maybe I am.
Yeah, you really are.
You piece of fucking...
if anyone listening hasn't figured out what this show is by now, just turn it off. Stop writing me your angry letter.
Have people written you angry
letters? No one has ever written me an angry letter. And you know what? I'm very upset by that.
Well, I will start.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I would love to read it.
Oh, it will be crazy. How can I email you?
At
I'm
TGIF
only, I'm
Radio
only
Show
I can't,
at
like,
gmail.com.
Wait. Yeah, okay. But
I
gonna,
say it.
I'm going to find your actual address and send it to you and freak you out.
You don't know my actual email address?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, of course you do. Why would you write me shit there?
I don't know.
Are you that upset about the content of this show?
Yes.
Aw. Well, I'm sorry. It's not going to... I mean...
I'm going to send you a list of verifiable facts about yourself to your own residence.
I know everything about myself. Why do I need more things?
Oh, I've lived with me my entire life.
I will find stuff that you have never even thought about.
Oh, God. Am I related to Walt Disney? Am I Hitler, too?
You were late on your insurance payment last month.
Whoa.
That's
not my fault.
You're actually gay.
That's a big one.
So many things.
Yeah.
So
I also have a basement full of small children.
Yep.
Yep.
Pizzagate. Mm-hmm. Where does the conspiracy end?
Did you know that the Jews were running this show the whole time? It's true.
They're also running Pizzagate.
It's such a fucking dumb. Okay, if you're going to have a conspiracy theory as wild as Pizzagate, and the only reason I'm using that word is because that's what they decided on for some fucking stupid reason, give it a better name.
I think it totally sullies the name of pizza.
Kinda also does. That. Don't ruin pizza for me.
Yeah, I don't even want pizza anymore.
Because it just reminds you of diddling kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's some Pavlovian shit right there, man.
Ruins my appetite.
But like, it's like a, it's like the people, Jared, you ever heard of the people that believe in the flat earth? We talked about it, I thought.
Yeah, right on their website where it says,
yeah,
members of the flat earth can be found all over the globe.
Yeah.
I shit you not.
They don't call it Flat Earth Gate. They call it the Flat Earth Society. Or Flat Earth Theory.
Or fucking idiots.
Why are you putting gate on everything, you fucking idiots?
Why don't they say all over the world plane?
All over this plane?
Yeah, because if they think it's flat, like, that's a better... Globes are globes!
I don't know.
I feel like I should email them and just let them know, like, hey, you sound like morons. If you want to sound more legitimate, at least say plane. Found all over the plane.
We should write an email to them. You want to do that?
No.
Why not?
Because, I don't know.
I can use my Anon account.
Does it actually say
I don't
all
know.
Over the globe?
Oh, let's look around. Let's see.
Search for globe.
Oh, I guess about, maybe.
Search for globe.
About the society. The mission of the Flat Earth Society is to promote and initiate discussion of flat earth theory, as well as archive flat earth literature. Our forums act as a venue to encourage free thinking and debate. Flat Earth Society mans the guns against oppression of thought and the globularist... Oh, people that believe in globes. Globularist lies of a new age. Standing with reason, we offer a home to those wayward thinkers who march bravely on with reason and truth in recognizing the true shape of the earth. Flat. Come join us in our forums and get started learning about the greatest lie ever told.
Yeah,
there's
a flat
bitch,
earth.
Man. What?
Yeah, biggest lie that there's a flat earth, you stupid fucking morons.
Have we ever, did we ever confirm if Tracy believes in that or not?
I really don't know. Honestly, I...
Tracy is a friend of Kirstie's father who is intensely interested in flat earth theory.
I think he just sends my dad stuff to, like, get a rise out of him, but my dad, like, really does not like it. And I don't know, man. Tracy's always been a really weird, like, right, just kind of oddball kind of person, like, uh-huh. Outfield, and I have no idea, like,
you're just not sure what he's thinking.
Not sure at all. So, like, I've never
he's
been able
to... He's zagging on you.
Yeah, he's zagging on me hard, man.
Oh, man.
Never been able to pin him down.
But there's no mention of,
except for that,
like,
if...
flat earthers around the globe.
Except
here,
for
sorry.
That if both my mom and his wife died, I'm pretty sure... Tracy and my dad would live together.
and then the odd couple theme would start playing.
Yes.
That'd be a fucking... I'd watch that show. I'm not sure what it would be.
They'd just be doing, like, craftsman stuff the
yeah.
whole time.
Joining the society. Ooh, how
no,
about this?
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no,
no,
no, just exit,
no?
Exit, 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 get out, get out, get
I'm
out.
Not saying I'm joining.
They have yeah. every, they have all of your information now that you just clicked on it. Jesus Christ, you stupid idiot.
It's, no, this is talking about how to join. It's
yes!
Not the same thing.
Oh my God, they have everything now.
Becoming an associate member is completely free. In order to become an associate member of the society, simply send us a postcard, preferably from your home city town, including the following information. Your location in the form of a Cartesian coordinate system. Get it? Because it's a flat earth and you can measure locations just on an X and Y axis. And that plane is called a Cartesian coordinate that you fuck you guys the name of your online membership records Being listed in the membership records is purely an opt-in system, so you will not be listed unless it is specifically requested. See, they care about my personal info.
Not that by much. Sending a postcard?
That is pretty funny. A postcard.
On a Cartesian system.
Who sends postcard when you have a fucking website?
Like,
come on, man.
Do they even? I don't know.
Ooh, you can get a coin.
You should sign my dad up for this.
Start getting their literature.
It would only cost him $12.
Father's Day is coming up. I know what you're getting, my dad.
Oh shit! God, it's okay. Coming from me, he might think that's funny.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. He would. I might wake up dead next to you. You might just wake up and turn over and it'd just be a cursey head next to you.
Oh, God.
The Godfather.
He godfathered me? Oh, shit. No, he's father-in-lawing me.
Yeah.
but he just leaves your feet.
Okay. That's nice.
This is taking such a strange turn.
Oh, this is fucking great. Okay, so if you become a friend of the Flat Earth Society, you get this certificate that says you're part of the Flat Earth Society, and you also get a pewter coin with a model of the Flat Earth on it to signify that you're a member of this society. And at the bottom of their page, it says, "Sorry, we're waiting for a replacement supply of pewter at the moment. Please check back in a few weeks, and Friend of the Flat Earth membership packs will be available again."
Oh, no.
How many people are, like, actually subscribed to these people?
So many.
I wonder if we can find some numbers. If I just go into forums.
Do you feel like these guys actually believe it, or this started as a joke and it just kind of ran?
It
rolled out of their control.
I think it's a mixture of all of those things.
I think some, like...
There's some guys that are like, oh, this would be funny to do. And then they got that one buddy that jumped in and is like, yo, this is that real shit. They're just like,
Some scientist dudes did this as a joke. And then their special friend was like, yes, it's true. And then that friend ran with it.
Yeah.
The most people they've ever had on their website at one time was 1,947 people.
That's not very much, is it?
That's logged in at the same time. Also consider that there are 47,780... Oh, there's the members. 10,199 people registered to this forum.
And at least 90% of them are, like, sarcastically involved.
Or just,
ironically involved, yeah.
Yeah, or just trying to... see what the fuck the deal is.
And I think we could effectively triple that number because not everybody that believes in this is going to sign up for an internet account or knows how to internet at all. That's a pretty big... That's a big fucking step to work your way up towards. I mean, first you get math, then you find out that the Earth's actually round, and then you go on the internet. These guys are really having a hard time with step two. You can do it! Come on, you 30,000 fucking idiots. Jesus Christ. I really wish we had a phone here so somebody could call me and I could yell at them about Flat Earth. I want someone that believes in it to call me.
Call in.
Please.
I could have Tracy call you.
Could Tracy call me? But we don't know if he believes in him, so I don't know.
You could ask him.
Ask him if he... Okay, yeah. Once I know if he's like 100% convinced that it's real, then I'm allowed to yell at him. I think. Because that was my original goal of having this imaginary person call in about this. How else are they going to know? Nobody knows what you just did. That was a silent action.
That was for you.
Thanks. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. Is it the decline of society? I think we're already there.
We've already hit that. We tripped over it and just continued rolling.
Whee! That means we can do whatever we want on this show. It's time for some on-the-street interviews, I think.
On-the-street interviews.
On-the-street interviews, yeah. So I need somebody to take a wireless microphone out to just the front of my house. Don't go to any other streets, just that street. And do some interviews.
See, I totally would, but I don't want to.
That'd be good.
So...
The one with the circle on his side?
Oh, that's a cool cat.
Yeah, he is a cool cat.
There's a cat around here with a circle on his side.
Tell you what, if I get really bored this weekend, I'm going to take my phone, start taking videos, and just run around and interview people. I'm like, batshit crazy questions.
Ask them about Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Flat Earth.
What do you know about Pizzagate?
Pizzagate and Flat Earth and their feelings about Walt Disney's feelings about the Jews. These are very important things that we must find out immediately.
I just thought of a good tag for this week's episode.
Do we? What?
Just yeah, we do. All caps. Conspiracy! Exclamation point, and then conspiracy, 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 exclamation point.
That would be a good
I think that's our description, actually. I'll hook that up.
Awesome.
Nice and easy.
Gets the point across.
Nice and easy, so. That's you.
LOL. Lol.
It means something else.
You're nice and easy.
Thank you.
LOL.
Oh. She made a very symbolic gesture. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because everyone else knew what I meant by nice and easy.
Just because I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's why I did the gesture for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very nice of you.
Law, 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 law.
You're such a wiener sometimes.
I love you.
Wiener. I love you too,
but you're a wiener.
Thanks, I learned it from you.
I don't know. Come on.
I was never a wiener before
you were
I met
born
you.
First.
Yeah, but I wasn't a wiener.
Ipso
until I
facto.
Wiener.
Demonstrato.
I don't know what you just said.
Some shit in Latin that means I'm right.
That wasn't Latin.
I think you just exercised a demon.
I feel like you did. Where is it going to go?
In your butt.
That's where demons go. Along with the penicillin, which is turning the frogs gay.
You can go release the demons if you need to. It's okay.
They're talking really loudly right now inside my head. I don't know what to do.
Why are they in your head? They're supposed to be in your butt. I did this all wrong. I don't know how to... What's the opposite of exorcise? Summon demons? I'm very new at this.
Shouldn't be doing
it. Sounds like there's
that.
A handbook for this, is there?
Yes.
For exercising and summoning demons?
Exercising demons.
Yeah.
I'm going to open a gym for these demons. Welcome to 24-hour torture fitness.
And this is how you use the rack.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
We got the rack,
honestly,
we got the
I
Iron Maiden,
totally
we got the guillotine.
Right.
Open a gym for demons?
No, the rack. I just want to stretch out my back.
Oh, yes. Actually, yeah, we have a very big problem.
Doesn't that pull out your joints and your shoulders and shit first?
Well, mine would be, I mean, yes, but they have, like, traction normally for, like, PT, and I really want to do that.
It's one of those tables that you hook your feet in, and it flips you upside down.
Oh. Yeah.
But also, they have, like, active things where you, like, I've done it before where it's attached to your hips, and it pulls you.
And you don't have to flip upside down?
No, it's on a table.
Whoa. That's interesting.
It goes really,
I want the
really
upside down one.
It goes really, really slow and it pulls you. And then it releases really slow so your muscles don't spasm.
I want to try something, speaking of back stretching. Kirstie's very jealous of me because of what I can do with my back. If I'm in a sitting or lying down position, I can just push down on the tops of my legs with my hands. And pretty much the entire upper half of my spine gets stretched out and pops at the same time.
Ooh.
So what I want to try and do is maybe record that sound.
All right.
And I'm not sure how we're going to do it. Something like this. Ready?
Ready.
Ah, damn it. It didn't work.
I heard it, though.
It wasn't ready.
I heard it. I can twist side to side, pop my back.
You can't do that.
I used to be able to do it a lot more until I slept on Ben's bed.
Ben's bed ruined everything. We really hope he got rid of that, but I imagine he didn't.
I doubt it, man. Yeah. That kid is, like, so messed up. He can sleep on anything. Like, concrete floor, cool.
Yo, that shit's mad comfortable.
Concrete floors, okay.
You just gotta position yourself
well,
the
somehow,
right way.
Honestly, I would have been fine with that, but his bed was worse.
Like, it was like concrete that was fighting back.
It was like lumpy concrete.
Yeah. You ever seen...
What about gravel?
With gravel.
Gravel's okay, too.
You ever seen homeless spikes?
What?
These are spikes that are...
Need to be removed from every fucking city because being homeless is not illegal.
But we don't know what these are yet. So
yes,
homeless
do.
Spikes?
I'm trying...
Sorry.
Jared does...
Who's
I'm
weaponizing the homeless?
It's so easy to weaponize the homeless.
Weaponize...
You just... If you want to weaponize the homeless, you just get a group of them, and then you say, hey,
there's a soup kitchen giving away beer 5 miles that way, and they will stampede for you. They will mow down your fucking enemies. It's perfect. But homeless spikes, getting back to the thing, are spikes that are put underneath like sections of roofs on the sides of buildings that homeless people could sleep under, but they put these spikes in the concrete to make it uncomfortable so people don't sleep there. And they put them in front of, like, doors and shit.
So instead of fix the problem, they fuck with the problem. So, problem, quote unquote.
It's much different than I thought it was.
It's shitty.
Originally in my head.
Yeah, no, it's bad. And they're everywhere, and I disagree with them completely.
I've never actually seen them in real life. I'm sure they're everywhere in New York, though, so I probably wasn't looking hard enough when I was there.
What about Portland? I've been to Portland in a long time.
Portland's got a huge fucking homeless problem, but I don't think they need to put spikes out because they're just kind of turning into their own, like,
own
road
society.
They're like their own, like, road warrior packs, and they just kind of move from, like, dumpster to dumpster, park to park, bridge to bridge. And there's just huge camps out there. Like, you just drive by, I don't know, what is it? What's the big green bridge there? I don't know bridge names, but the one that's green,
yeah.
And it's a bridge.
The I-5 bridge?
Sure, that sounds right.
I think this is a different bridge. I don't know bridges.
St. John's Bridge?
Maybe it's St. John's. I don't know. It sounds right.
Okay.
But I remember just driving underneath there a few times, and there
bridge,
was...
Bridge? Tillicum Bridge?
It's one of the bridges.
405 bridge.
I'm not sure how much it matters. I'm not sure how much it matters what bridge it was.
Oh, is that the bridge that, like, goes over water?
No, it's a bridge that goes into the fucking sun, and you're and I'm gonna put you in the trunk and put a brick on the gas pedal. Stairway to heaven, bitch.
Anyways. Portland needs to deal with its homeless people, and not in a bad way. Like, it's a problem. They're people. And most of them are vets.
There are some that have cell phones, though. So how does that work?
So there is a really cool program. There's multiple programs where you can get cell phones for emergency situations.
Mm-hmm.
And they do hand those out sometimes to homeless people when they go. They don't hand them out, but they have a program where you sign up for stuff. And they sometimes do, like, job training. And you can have a cell phone because sometimes they're trying to get help or trying to get appointments or trying to get a job.
In today's day and age, you really can't survive without a cell phone.
Yeah, and so that's what they're trying to set up for homeless people. And it also is not even just homeless people, like single parents who have a really low income and they need a phone. They hand those out for them as well. So there are programs that actually hand out cell phones.
I have a feeling if I was a homeless person, it would probably be kind of a bad idea to give me a cell phone. Because...
Next
if you're,
thing you know, Renee's a millionaire.
If you're in a hole and you need a way to dig yourself out, just, I mean, why
just
not?
Dig deeper.
Why not just, No, not if you get away with the money. Fake identities, bitcoins,
ooh,
matrices.
Well, now you told
are bitcoins?
Everybody
articulate the splines.
Now
I'm
you
making
told
shit
everybody
up.
Your plan, so, like, you gotta burn your fingers.
They don't know what my
acid.
Plan is. They know my plan is get rich with internet. There's a million steps in between those two things.
Step one.
Most of them are still question
marks.
Step two.
Acknowledge the earth is round.
Step three, profit.
I will never acknowledge that, no matter what you tell me. Nah, I was just kidding. I've seen great pictures of the earth. It makes sense.
Yeah. My uncle's firmly convinced that the moon landing was a hoax.
A lot of people are. And a lot of people think it was Steven Spielberg that helped it.
I mean, like, I can see where they're coming from. I can also see that they're fucking retarded, so.
I don't think Spielberg's talented enough. He couldn't do it.
Nope.
Sorry. He's a great guy, but he can't fake a moon landing.
Was he even a director back then?
In the 60s?
Let's find out. 69.
Steven. Was he, like, even alive?
Oh,
I think so.
Yeah.
How old is that guy?
Steven Spielberg.
Mr. Spielberg. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Filmography.
That's why you need to go to the Wikipedia, because it tells you the dates of when they were born.
I was just looking when he became a director.
Oh, when is
man.
It?
Okay, wait. Let's specify this. For director or producer? What is more important
either
when faking a moon landing?
I don't know the difference.
Either one.
Okay.
Give us the dates for both.
Working in film.
Well, he's been producing shit ever since 1961.
Okay, so
good
he could have...
Oh, yeah.
How old is this motherfucker?
He's old.
And he's been a director since 1959.
You ever seen that
wow,
picture of him?
He's really old. He's older, way older
Steven
than
Steven Spielberg is 70. On the dot.
And he's still just cranking out movies.
46.
And shit.
Huh.
Yeah. Wow. The man's a movie machine. Just like Woody Allen, except a more talented Woody Allen.
I saw Woody Allen one time at the JFK airport.
You just hanging out?
Yeah.
Or was he signing books?
No, he was just there.
Catching a flight.
And I couldn't remember his name, and so Natalie was with me. And I'm like, it's that guy that molested those people, and he has, like, glasses and the big ears. And I could not remember. And then a whole year later, I was like, oh, it's Woody Allen. And she's like, what? I'm like, that guy. Remember that guy that I said molested people with the big ears and the glasses? She's like, oh, my God.
What a payoff after
oh,
1 year,
so
though.
Dumb.
That's fucking funny. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio.
Yeah, that's how my brain
That's
works.
How you remember people.
We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not even watching TGIFRadio show@gmail.com. All
and
the
I
old
will.
Episodes. And so, thank you. I welcome it. Where was I? TGIFRadio show@gmail.com. All the
so
old episodes
sorry.
And all the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. It's
I'm
okay.
Sorry, I broke you.
No, it's fine. I just had to rerun it in my head. It's usually all in one burst. I do not divide it up.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's my show, and it's supposed to be fun.
He's okay if you interrupt him, but not if you tell him about the flat Earth.
Don't interrupt him for flat Earth.
I love the idea of it, but I can't possibly believe in it, and no one will ever convince me. I'm sorry. Closing statements around the table? Nobody?
Until the day you bring me to the edge of the fucking earth with the ocean running off, I am not going to believe it.
Oh, you know who we should ask about this?
Jack
Andrew,
Sparrow.
When he comes back from the fucking submarine.
Oh.
He'll know.
Yeah. When you're out at that distance, see, you can actually see the curvature of the earth out on the horizon.
Do you think he's going to see, like, octopuses or stuff and things like that, like giant?
God, I hope so.
Me too.
It's the Kraken.
We're going to ask him as many questions as legally possible once he comes back.
Even after, like, past legal, he just can't answer them.
That's true.
Just nod your head.
Maybe he just can't answer them while the mics are on.
Once for yes, twice for no, and then we just won't tell anybody.
It's a fantastic system. I endorse that. I really hope it works out. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.